North by Northeast, stories that matter to Northeast Texas, hosted by Mark Haslett.
Today on North by Northeast, we're continuing our conversation with Frederick Luis Aldama, a professor of English at The Ohio State University who spoke on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce last week. Aldama is a specialist in Latino culture. He identifies two major dynamics in the way that Latino culture interacts with the economy, particularly the entertainment industry. One dynamic involves the way that big media companies try to sell content to an increasingly lucrative Latino market without making their products so Latino that people from other demographics are alienated.
Yeah, so there's definitely two things happening with Latino pop culture. There is the top down, which I would sort of identify as big corporate interests that understand that we as a population, as majority-minority, represent about a $1.3, $1.4 trillion buying power in this country. Okay, that's a huge, huge, huge buying power. So you have corporate interest. And with that, certain kinds of, say, straitjackets in terms of the kind of content, Latino content, that's being put out into the world. And there is an anxiety around that kind of representation of Latinos. It's a Latino that is, in many ways, perfectly represented by the way Disney, right, commodifies Latinidad, Latinoness, in a figure like Demi Lovato in something like Camp Rock, where we actually know she's Latina, but the film itself dissolves or erases most of the, say, markers, the content, the sort of ancestry of that particular character. So yes, she's there. We know she's there as a Latina, but, you know, it's in a safe way for, say, corporate interest, for viewership. It's not going to push anybody away.
The marketplace also reacts to organically occurring culture that has its origins outside corporate boardrooms. Aldama says that this bottom-up dynamic is exemplified by the work of artists like Jaime and Gilbert Hernandez, two visual storytellers who were featured on KETR last October.
You know, you guys had the Bros Hernandez here, and those would be an excellent example of those producing very significant, right, cultural objects put into the world in ways that don't have those same kinds of straitjackets and corporate interests, and that are much more creative and have much more, say, content variation around in and around the, you know, what it means to be Latino in this country. So there are two things, and one is very sort of, there's a lot of anxiety around it. That would be the top down, and then the bottom up, which is constantly sort of grassroots, almost pushing against and forcing that sort of top down model to calibrate itself constantly.
Frederick Luis Aldama, a Latino culture specialist in the Department of English at The Ohio State University. We'll conclude our conversation with him tomorrow on North by Northeast. You can find this program, along with yesterday's show featuring Dr. Aldama, online at ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.
You've been listening to North by Northeast, stories that matter to Northeast Texas. You can hear this program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on KETR during All Things Considered.